Genesis chapter 45. When Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, he cried out, "Send everyone away from me." So no one stood with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. Then he wept so loud even the Egyptians heard it, and the house of Pharaoh found out about it. Then Joseph announced to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" And his brothers could not answer him, for they were stunned by his presence. Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come closer to me." So they came near. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now do not be upset or angry with yourselves that you sold me here, for God sent me ahead of you in order to preserve life. For the past 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years where there will be neither plowing or harvesting. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve you a remnant on the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. You will dwell in the land of Goshen, and you will be near me, you, your children, and your grandchildren, your flocks and your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you there, for there will be 5 more years of famine. Otherwise you, your household, and all that you have will come to poverty. Then you will see with your own eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin that it is my mouth that speaks to you. Tell my father of all my honor in Egypt and everything that you have seen. Now hurry and bring my father down here." Then he threw himself on the neck of his brother Benjamin and wept. Benjamin also wept on his neck. He kissed all his brothers and wept over them, and afterwards his brothers talked with him. When the report was heard in Pharaoh's house, "Joseph's brothers have come down," it pleased Pharaoh and his servants. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Tell your brothers, do this, load your animals and return to the land of Canaan. Get your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat of the fat of the land. Now you are commanded to say, 'Do this, take wagons from the land of Egypt for your children and your wives, and bring your father back here. Do not worry about your belongings, for the best of the land of Egypt is yours.'" So the sons of Israel did as he directed, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the command of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions for the journey. To each of them he gave a new set of clothes, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 sets of clothes. He sent to his father the following: 10 donkeys loaded with the best things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and provisions for his father's journey. Then he sent his brothers away, and they left. Now he said to them, "Do not quarrel about this on the way." So they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan to Jacob their father. And they told him, "Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt." Jacob's heart was so stunned he could not believe them. But when they told him all the words Joseph said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. Then Israel said, "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die."